They have a special wine, which is transformed as vinegar. So they drink the wine, but they don't lose the mind. Everything works opposite. Let me tell you this. God said, and here the word is not God, it's Had. Because it makes a hell of a difference here. Had said what? Had said, listen, let me tell you about these no good people. No good people are like this. When they're gathered together, they are all brave. But when it is the real fighting, they are chicken shit, they run away. This is what they are. This is the difference. We are talking about one fight, remember? That mihrab that the king went in, that position of fighting my ego. He said, before fighting the ego, everybody would say, yes, I can change it, I can do this, I can do that. When it comes really fighting your ego, suddenly you will realize that you're not that brave. Because compare yourself with the transformed people. How are they? They don't have this part anymore. They are the other part. They changed completely. The prophet said, that was Hab. Here is the prophet, because this is prophecy. Prophet said, listen, bravery before the war is nonsense. Means you feel powerful before doing this, it's nonsense. It needs power to really change this. You should be seriously doing it. Yes?
The drunken make a froth when there is talk of war. When war is raging, they are as unskilled as froth. At the time when war is spoken of, his scimitar is long. At the time of combat, his sword is sheathed like a lion, like an onion.
Again, it's comparing two different way of looking at it. You say, the funny people, no good people. When you're talking about this fighting yourself, controlling yourself, they have a fantastic sword. When it comes to action, it's like an onion. It doesn't do anything. When they are thinking, they think that, oh, I'm so much. Inflated ego, one needle, we'll change it. Yes?
At the time of premeditation, his heart is eager for wounds. Then his bag is emptied by a single needle. I marvel at the seeker of purity, who at the time of polishing shrinks from being handled roughly.
This is repeated. Do you remember the fellow who was over there? He said, listen, I'm looking for pain because that pain, step by step, is leading me. Here, he will say, oh, if you're looking for Safa, means you want to be Sufi, means you want to be Saf, means pure. If you're looking for purification, then you will run away from the polishing stuff. Of course the polishing has some pain, but it will polish you. Remember what is the goal. We are looking at you and we wish you become what? A mirror. Remember, enlightenment is that. Is the state of zero show-off. Then everything will be could be seen in you. For that polishing stuff, you have to accept that pain of polishing. I'm surprised if you want to become a mirror, to become one of those transformed, you want to be a peer, you want to be Abdal, or whatever, without the pain, without the problem. It's funny. Yeah.
Love is like the lawsuit. To suffer harsh treatment is the evidence. When you have no evidence, the lawsuit is lost. Do not be aggrieved when this judge demands your evidence. Kiss the snake in order that you may gain the treasure.
Okay, these two verses. Let's look at it. Those are those two. What does that say? It says, love is like fighting. Having problem fighting. And suffering is having a witness. Means I look at you and you say that you are changing yourself, you want to be enlightened. I look at you and I see no evidence. So you're talking nonsense. If I look at you, you say, I'm trying to be enlightened and I will see the pain over there that you are changing yourself, trying all that effort, then you are in a fighting and you have a witness to say that you are correct. Listen, the judge needs that witness. Who was the judge? Death. Do you remember? The judge was the death. Here he will say, don't worry, that judge of course is looking at you. Death is looking at you. If you don't have any witness, it will punish you. If looking at you will see that you are trying, you have done your best effort to change, then it's like having a witness that actually will tell the judge that, yes, he's the witness, I'm doing the best, I'm not the guilty one. Got it? Does it make sense? Not really. Anyhow, I said, first of all, if you don't have a witness, don't fight. Means, if you don't have any witness, don't go towards love. Because love is fighting yourself. Do you remember? I'm me, and I love me. This egocentrism is here. Love is me fighting this. How? It should be visible. For me, what is visibility? If I'm suffering to change myself, I'm sure that I'm trying my best and I'm not worried about anything. Yes?
That harshness is not towards you, O son, nay, towards the evil qualities within you. The blows of the stick with which a man beats a rug he inflicts, not on the rug, but on the dust.
Of course you don't understand that. You've never done that. The Oriental people, they do it always.
We do.
Cleaning your rug, you should hang it and beat it. Right? Here is a beating, you are not literally, you are beating the carpet, but somebody who understands will understand. You're not beating the carpet, you're beating the dust out. Right? This is an example of what? He said, When I say that this judge will do this, you will be punished. That punishment, what is that punishment? Punishment is not against you. Punishment is against the bad stuff in you. Because you, for us, you are a human being. But in you, there is that animal, which is your enemy, which is the bad stuff, right? So when we say the punishment and all that difficulties in this effort, it's not against you, it's against that fellow.
If that vindictive person, fellow, lashes the horse, he directs the blow not at the horse, but at its stumbling, in order that it may be delivered from stumbling and may move well.
Means all the problem and difficulties in here, the punishment, the wound, the all those negative stuff are for correction, are not to settle down over there. It's like when the horse is not working properly, I will hit the horse. I'm not healing the horse. I'm correcting the horse to become a better horse. Means if I'm changing my attitude, I'm changing my lifestyle and thinking, and I have a lot of pain doing it. Because first of all, the first practice is to be honest, not to lie. It's so difficult. So difficult. How difficult it is not to lie. Try it. Try to notice it and you will see how difficult it is. Because if by mistake, by being drunk, by being, I don't know, silly in a moment, you lie once, it doesn't end there. Next day you have to lie to protect yourself, and covering it up, it will grow like that. Do you want to see it? Look at the animals. Give them more chances, they cheat more. They learn even no cheatings and all that. Why? This is what the animal is about. So we are fighting this animal inside. We beat it up. Why? Not because we hate it, because we want to correct it. The correction is like that. Yes?
You imprison must in order that it may become wine. He said, thou hast struck that little orphan so many blows. How wert not thou afraid of the divine wrath? He said, O soul and friend, when did I strike him? I struck at the devil that is in him. If your mother says to you, mayst thou die, she wishes the death of that nature and the death of iniquity.
Don't say that you understand that. Because now, educating the children, we don't beat them up. But 800 years ago, punishment was one of the instruments of education. School was very strict and all that. He says, okay, in that school, somebody told the teacher that, why are you beating that little boy over there or little girl? He said, I'm not beating that girl. I'm beating that bad attitude in that one. When they ask the mom, when the mom is angry, he will say, I wish you died. He says, when he will say that, he doesn't mean really for the child to die. He wants that attitude, which is in the child to die, means what? Means here we talk about the pain. We talk about the difficulties. And your brain is exaggerating it and say, yes, I was telling you. This is a very bad path. You will be punished. It's difficult, blah, blah, blah. It's not like that. Whatever here will say, I'll not beat me. I beat the animal. And I'm correcting the animal to serve me better. When we say here, it's painful, it's physically painful, not spiritually painful. You should understand this, because in the enrichment, there are moments that you will face something and it will put you down and it will bring all the negative stuff in you by looking at your shortcoming and things like that. Over there, you should understand that this is good, because it's not happening to me, it's happening to the animal. This is to change the animal. So I'm here to kill the animal. Remember, I was ready for that. Therefore, the pain of the animal, for me, is no problem. I understand that the pain is not for me, it's for the animal. Because the animal should change, not me. Yes?
The folk who fled from correction dishonored their manhood and men. The railers drove them back from the war so that they remained so infamous and effeminate. Do not thou hearken to the boasting and roaring of the driveler. Do not go into the battle line with such fellows. Since they would have added to you corruption, God said,